Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, mit sagt das Yevamis Perik Tes Vav, Mishnah Ches. Huisha Shehocha Hi U Bailo La Medina Sayam. This woman went with her husband, the Medina Sayam, overseas, faraway place, Ubina Imahim, and her child, her only child, was with them. Ivana, she comes to Arma, she says, Mes Bali, my husband died, V'yachakach Mes Bini, then she says that my son died. Now, this would mean that she's not a Yevama, because at the time that her husband died, they had a child. Sakta Mishnah and Amenas. She is believed. Which means she can get married to whomever she wants. She doesn't need neither Yevam or Chalitza. Now, what works in her behalf over here, explains the Batanura, is that Chazaka plays an important role in Halacha, in these types of Halachas where we're trying to figure out what happened. Chazaka means the status quo. As what we know as a fact, unless you're telling me it changed, we assume it did not change. We do know for a fact that she had a son. We do know for a fact that because she had a son, she was not zekuka liyavim. That means that if her husband dies, there's no zika connection to a yavim, to the husband's brother. So now she comes back and she's telling us that the husband died. And she's telling us afterwards her son died. So basically, before she left, we knew her as a woman that is not a potential Yavama, that doesn't have a Zikas Yavim. And now she's telling us a story which keeps the Chazaka, keeps things the way it was. That's why we believe her. But if she comes back and she says, this is what happened. Mes Bini, my child died first. The Achakach Mes Bali, then my husband died. Well, that means she's Yavama. That means that her husband died without children. So can the husband's brother be Miyavimer? And the answer is Einan Amena, she's not believed. Here already, she's changing the status quo. She wants to marry the husband's brother. As far as we know, you were not a woman that was set to marry the husband's brother. Under these circumstances, she does not have an Amanas. Although, she can't just say, well, okay, you don't believe me, so fine, I'm not even going to marry who I want. No. There's something called Shavi Anafshi Chaticha Di Asura. And that means that you stated you're a Yavama, and even though we can't believe you 100%, to the extent that we should let you marry your husband's brother, but you are going to require Chalitza. You can't marry anyone else before you get that Chalitza. And that's what the Mishnah means. Although Einan Amenes, that she's Yavama, but V'chayshishim L'dvarah, we are concerned for what she said, for the possibility that what she says is true, and therefore the chalitza, she's going to have chalitza. We're going to have to perform chalitza here. Although, v'loy misyavem es no yivam. So again, a woman that went with her husband, l'medina siyam, and they went with the son. She comes back and says, my husband died, then my son. So in other words, you went, as far as we know, you were not a yivama or a potential yivama, and you're telling us a story which leaves things the way it is. Fine. But if she says, my son died first, and then my husband, and now I want to marry, I want the husband's brother to be miyave me. No, no, no. Now you're changing the chazaka. Here she doesn't have an amanis, but we will be concerned for what she said, and we're going to say you can't marry who you want until there is chalitza. No yivam, but chalitza.